All righty, and it's time to talk now about the New York Metropolitans with my favorite guy, Eddie C. And Eddie's brought to you by Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need. Mr. Coleman, good morning.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I was kind of driven into palpitations yesterday around 5 o'clock when I saw that Jacob deGrom is going in for an MRI and all of that, and they've since modified the whole story here. But first of all, they say they're not a high level of concern, I think, is the way they phrased it. What do you think? Is it a high level of concern anytime your ace has a little twinge, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's a concern, you know, when you have to go through that. But I do think, you know, when we found out, you know, listen, I think everybody's hit with the same feelings when you hear elbow, you hear he's not going to pitch. You know, that's, I guess it's natural in a sense, but I know the way Met fans react to news like that. I guess it's understandable. The thing is that, you know, he's a creature of habit, and he just didn't have his regular routine this week. He's been sick. He's had strep throat the entire week. He usually likes to throw two bullpens in between starts, and he really didn't throw at all until Thursday. So I think that probably had something to do with it. You know, it calmed down. It wasn't barking as much Friday after, you know, they did some work. But, you know, I think they did the right thing. You know, you send them north, you get it checked out to see if it's, you know, some tendonitis, inflammation, whatever. And it's early in the season, and they're 11-8, and, you know, sitting in first place or tied for it anyway at this point. And he hasn't, you know, pitched like you expect DeGrom to pitch. But if he's going to do that, and you assume he will, you know, the 10 days is not going to kill you at this point.
Eddie, question, though. You know, they're going to wait till Monday, I guess, to get the MRI. They have MRI machines in St. Louis, and they also have airplanes that go from St. Louis to New York. Wouldn't it be a little bit more prudent to get it done earlier than later?
That's true. I always wonder in spring training, you know, a lot of guys are sent to New York for MRIs. They have MRI machines in Florida too. So I don't really get it myself. I don't know. There's a process. I know that they do like them to go to the hospital for special surgery. That's their place. It's there, and they trust the people there. You know, wait till Monday. I don't know. It does. Yeah, it seems a little strange, I guess, in that regard. You know, that's the way they're going to approach it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I know that, you know, I've never had an MRI. My wife, unfortunately, has had many of them, but it's not a pleasant thing to do. From what I know. And also, I would think, though, that if you wanted the New York special surgery people to analyze the MRI, it's probably pretty easy to digitally transmit that to them. So if you did it in St. Louis, they necessarily wouldn't be the people who analyze it. But whatever. Right. I mean, this is what they're going to do. It's what they're going to do.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think it's, you know, you can ship anything to anybody these days, and they can see it, you know, what's done elsewhere. So, you know, I would agree. I just, I don't know what the process is or what they're comfortable with. So it's obviously different.
Well, we've seen Flex in limited, circumstances. What about him today? What about, what do they expect out of him today? And what have we seen so far in the minors?
Yeah. You know, he hasn't missed a lot down there, but I think in 12 innings, I think he's had a couple of starts. They've had a lot of postponements, you would expect. Syracuse.
and I are both very familiar with that town in the spring.
Exactly. Well, I think Gio was supposed to pitch last night, and they got postponed, did they not? I think Gio Gonzalez, for Scranton Wilkes-Barre, they got postponed as well, I think, in Buffalo. So, you know, I mean, upstate New York early in the season, it's tough. But he has pitched 12 innings. The thing that jumps out to me, 18 strikeouts and 3 walks in 12 innings, that portends good things. I can't tell you. I know how he's pitched. I haven't talked to anybody that has seen him. I did see him a little this spring. I think, you know, the time he's had in the majors has helped them a little bit. I always felt like they rushed him, but they had to. You know, he was a guy they liked. And there wasn't much there. when they did call upon him, so he came up and did what he could. I always wondered whether it negatively affected him mentally, just because, you know, you're a young kid and you like to get the job done at the major league level. I just didn't think he was ready, but he's probably more ready now. It certainly sounds that way. 18 strikeouts, 3 walks, 12 innings. That sounds good. So hopefully he gives you a good effort today.
And who do you think might pitch tomorrow?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, Syndergaard can, and I think he probably will. That's my guess. I guess Matt's good as well, too. So, but I don't know. They haven't definitely set that at this point. I know they obviously have the Phillies coming in, too, starting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I don't know how they want to line that up at this point. But I guess we'll find that out today.
Yeah. You think in the Philly series, you want to start with Syndergaard, you know,
you could
make that
yeah.
statement. It's early in the season. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Phils. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. This is greater minds than mine figuring this out. Well, continuing with the injuries, Lowry, Frazier, what's going on with those two?
Well, Frazier is, it looks like they're going to take it right to the end with Frazier, because he's at Syracuse now. And I think Tuesday, I think, is the last day of his rehab, the last day that he's allowed to rehab. So I think, you know, they may take it right. It certainly seems like they're going to take it to the end. Lowry is, you know, he's running bases. He's looking a lot better, but, you know, he's got at bats to go through. So that's going to take you some time. You know, where are we now? On about April 20th?
April 20th,
point.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's probably going to be May for Lowry. I would be surprised at anything sooner. And Frazier, you know, I think has got to be reinstated, I think, by Wednesday. So that would be the final game of the Philly series. So I believe that's how it's looking right now.
So if Frazier comes up, what are you thinking? Smith goes down? Tom Smith?
That's a possibility. You know, I think that, you know, you could have a reliever go down at that point in time and lessen the bullpen a little bit. They're going to have a numbers crunch eventually. The problem is that some guys who have options, like a J.D. Davis, have proved themselves to be very valuable early in the season. You know, so has Dom Smith, for that matter. I mean, Dom has done a nice job when called upon. But again, you know, they're good decisions, I guess, but they are going to be tough decisions for him. And I think they know those are both coming. You know, both guys, both Frazier and Lowry are going to be activated, and, you've got to look for guys with options. Smith has them. Davis has them. It's tough. It is tough, but, you know, both of those guys have certainly contributed early on, and, you know, Davis did a very nice job last night with a couple of RBIs.
Well, I know they were trying to get him some fly balls in left field because, I mean, he looks to be a pretty decent hitter, but his defense, I think, at third base is lacking somewhat. So if they do send, like, a Davis down, might they put him in left field a lot, or what do you think?
Yeah, they probably would, I would imagine. I think he's a corner infielder myself, he has a pretty good arm at third. He has been challenged a little bit, you know, charging ground balls, and he's muffed a few. He's not not perfect there. He's no Jeff McNeil at third base, which is kind of funny to say, but McNeil made another play last night where DeYoung's line drive that he keeps making plays at third base that you don't expect, but he's done a great job there. But I would assume that you would. You're not going to send Dom Smith to the outfield. I mean, they've toyed around with that idea. We actually saw it last year, but
yeah.
I think it's silly. He's a first baseman, and that's what he is. Unfortunately, there's a guy named Alonzo there, so... but that's the way it goes, you know.
Yeah, it's not always, you know, the best man. A lot of times you're jammed at certain positions, and, you know, there just isn't room, and you got to do what you got to do in that situation. You know, Matt's is another guy that, you know, he has a couple of good starts, and you think, okay, he's finally, you know, going to be a little consistent, and then 8 batters, no outs.
Yeah, it's maddening sometimes with Matt's, because honestly, on the day of that game, I had said that I thought out of all the pitchers, he had gotten progressively better each start. In the 3 starts that he had, I thought each one of them had gotten a little bit better. So that one came out of nowhere to me. and I'm sure it shocked him too, but there are times when he just can't seem to self-correct on the mound. You know, we see, and I guess you take it for granted because DeGrom is a guy who can do it so easily and so well, and other guys have trouble with it, and he obviously does. You know, DeGrom can feel something or detect something that he's doing and can change that, you know, within sometimes a batter or within an inning or certainly within a game. Matt doesn't have that knack, I guess. And when those things happen, it just snowballs on him. And unfortunately, you know, we keep seeing that over and over again. Hopefully, you know, you don't. Maybe that's he gets it out of the system. But, you know, we do see that from time to time with him, and it is frustrating. But I would expect that he pitches better this time, I would think.
Yeah, and the other guy who's had early troubles but maybe turned it around his last start is Wheeler, you know, who started to look a little bit more like the Wheeler we saw the second half of last year.
Yeah, I think the walks are the thing with Zach to me, and it's I know it's frustrating him, but, you know, I know he had 7-1 game, but he had, what, 3, I think, the last game as well, too, and those have hurt him. You know, I think he pitches a little bit different. You know, listen, I guess all pitchers do, obviously, with traffic on the base pass, but you don't need unnecessary traffic, and he's certainly caused that for himself with all the walks. So that's something that's been a little foreign for him, I think, early this season. If he can cut those down, you know, and use his stuff, listen, I think we know what kind of pitcher he can be. You'd love to see the second half, Zach. We haven't really seen that thus far except for glimpses, but, you know, hopefully that's coming around. If it is, then that's a real good sign for this team.
Okay.
You know, they've played well. You know, they're 11-8. I think last night was the 13th time in 19 games they've had double-digit hits, so the offense seems to be okay. So we'll see what happens here, and hopefully DeGrom's okay.
All righty, Eddie, thank you, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, Rich. See you.